AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The White House Budget Office says that mass firings of federal workers have started in an attempt to pressure Democratic lawmakers as the government shutdown continues.
The administration forecast this even before the shutdown started 10 days ago, with President Trump saying the Budget Office could do irreversible things damaging to Democrats.
Like cutting vast numbers of people out.
The Budget Office says the reductions are substantial without offering details. This is far beyond what usually happens during a shutdown, when federal workers are furloughed but restored once the shutdown ends. There is no sign this one is close to easing. Both chambers of Congress are out. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's on Democrats.
It's time for them to get a backbone.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology said she cannot support a White House proposal that asks MIT to adopt President Trump's political agenda in exchange for favorable access to federal funding.
In a letter to Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Sally Kornbluth wrote, MIT disagrees with provisions of the proposal, including some that would limit free speech and the university's independence. MIT was one of nine schools who were presented with an agreement the White House billed as providing multiple positive benefits, including substantial and meaningful federal grants. It would require universities to make a wide range of commitments on topics from admissions and women's sports to free speech and student discipline. Kornbluth says it's inconsistent with MIT's belief scientific funding should be based on merit alone. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says that he's placing an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting on November 1st or sooner. That potentially escalates tariff rates close to levels that in April fanned fears of a global recession. This is AP News. A status update on an injured multi-time NFL MVP headlines an eventful day for quarterback news. Corresponding Gethin Coolbaugh.
Lamar Jackson will miss a second straight game for the Baltimore Ravens because of his hamstring injury. The Ravens officially ruled out Jackson Friday after he did not practice this week. Jackson was hurt in a loss at Kansas City 2 weekends ago. Elsewhere, veteran quarterback Joe Flacco will make his Bengals debut against the Packers. Browns rookie QB Shedeur Sanders will back up Dylan Gabriel against the Steelers. And the NFL initiated a review of the concussion protocol used for Giants rookie QB Jackson Dart in Thursday's win over Philadelphia. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
French President Emmanuel Macron reappointed Sébastien Lecornu as prime minister. That's just days after his resignation, asking him to try again to form a government and produce a budget in a bid to end the country's political deadlock. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.